540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A deportation case against Salah Sarsour could decide whether the Islamic Society of Milwaukee president can remain in the country after more than three decades here. There was a hearing yesterday. The government says he left out two convictions on immigration papers, including cases from when he was a teenager in the West Bank. Sarsour denies wrongdoing and says he's being singled out because of his support for Palestinian rights. The judge has not ruled. The hearing will pick back up next week. Milwaukee County is putting more opioid settlement money into treatment and prevention programs. County Executive David Crawley has announced the next round of Better Ways to Cope grants. The county says they've received $111 million over 18 years from national opioid settlements. They've used that money for harm reduction supplies, treatment access, and data tracking. The new funding will go to local groups working on addiction and mental health support across the county. Crawley, who is also again running for governor after dropping out earlier, said the money is already helping more people get care. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A Milwaukee sanitation worker was injured when an oxygen tank, improperly disposed of, exploded in a garbage truck. It happened back on July 15th when the trash was being compacted in the truck. The explosion caused an injury to one of his eyes. DPW says the injuries would have been a lot worse if he wasn't wearing his safety glasses. Marty Brooks says his firing from the Wisconsin Center District was driven by politics, not performance. He told the board yesterday that some members had conflicts of interest and that his removal was tied to a vendetta from Milwaukee officials and business leaders. Brooks said the board used an investigation to justify a decision it had already made. Board members reject the argument and say Brooks broke district rules and campaign finance laws. The future of the Veterans Park Lagoon is up in the air, and Milwaukee County wants people to weigh in on what comes next. The man-made lagoon has been around since the 1920s, but officials say its condition has declined because of too much algae and other problems. There are public sessions today to lay out possible fixes, including dredging or turning the area into a wetland. The meetings are at the Milwaukee Sailing Center. The first is at 5:30. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Madison police say a man in his 30s was shot and killed during an arrest yesterday, and the incident quickly sparked protests across the city. Officers say the man ran from them, fought with officers in the street, and pulled a knife, leading one officer to open fire after a taser failed. That officer was hurt during the struggle, and all officers involved are now on administrative leave. The police chief says it's too early to say if the force used was excessive. Protesters later took over a downtown concert stage, calling for accountability as outside investigators take over the case. After a brief spark of life in a decades-old cold case, Fond du Lac County Sheriff's deputies say searchers found no human remains after hours of digging at the former home of Bobby Joe Fritz. Bobby Joe was 5 years old when he disappeared from his Campbellsport home in 1983. Authorities say an initial search of that home's basement last week uncovered potential evidence, prompting a full-scale excavation earlier this week. The Fond du Lac County Sheriff says a large team of investigators, including crime lab personnel and a forensic anthropologist, sifted through about 30,000 pounds of soil. The sheriff says they didn't find any human remains, but they did collect potential new evidence that could generate fresh leads and help bring answers to this 43-year-old case. Jurors in Sawyer County have come back with a verdict in the trial of a man accused of killing a woman inside her Stone Lake home. 42-year-old Carrie Elkin had been shot multiple times with her body discovered by her estranged husband and a friend in April of 2021. Elkin's boyfriend, Manley McDermott, has now been found guilty of first-degree intentional homicide. He'll be sentenced at a later date. A Shawano area man was killed yesterday when his motorcycle crashed with a FedEx delivery truck in the town of Westcott. Shawano County Sheriff's deputies say the 39-year-old man crossed into an oncoming lane of traffic, hitting the FedEx truck head-on. The motorcyclist was not wearing a helmet. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities say the driver of the FedEx truck is a 25-year-old Green Bay area man. Deputies say no other details, including the names of those involved, will be released at this time, as it remains an active investigation. A police shooting in Madison left a man dead and led to protests that moved from the scene to the city's main square last night. Police say the man tried to get away, then fought with officers and pulled a knife, injuring one officer before being shot. Only one of the four officers fired a weapon, and officials have not released the man's name. The State Justice Department is now investigating, and the district attorney will decide if charges are warranted. Madison police don't have body cameras. There's a new twist in the sickening salad parasite story. Civic Media's Melissa Kay has more on the cyclosporiasis outbreak.
Over the weekend, the FDA issued a positive test result for shredded lettuce from Taylor Farms in central Mexico. The FDA retracted their statement on July 19th, saying the test result was a false positive. Assertions have popped up on social media claiming this change is because of Taylor Farms' political donations. According to a Snoop's article published on July 21st, their parent company, Taylor Fresh Foods, has made 12 separate large donations to Republican PACs since 2020, including a $1 million donation to MAGA Inc., a Trump-aligned PAC, in March of last year. Records show that while owner Bruce Taylor is a Republican donor, there's no evidence he personally donated to Trump. Taylor Farms is continuing their voluntary recall, and the FDA states the outbreak investigation is ongoing. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
A big day for Ortiz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers have tonight off after beating the Mets yesterday 4-3. A month ago, Joey Ortiz had the lowest batting average on the team. Yesterday, he had three hits and a walk to lead the way to a series win over New York.
I feel like I'm confident enough to, you know, go out and compete. And, you know, I always feel like I'm able to be at this level and compete at this level. So I think the confidence is there. It's just about, you know, taking it day by day and keep moving forward.
Pat Murphy.
I really believe, and we all say this all the time, you know, you talk about confidence, you know, like, when a guy starts to believe, he's just in a good free space. You know what I mean? He's just like, hey, whatever they got, whatever they're going to deal me, whatever cards, I'm good. Just let's go play and have fun. And I'm just really happy for the person. You know what I mean? I'm just really happy for him.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy from American Family Field with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 77 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at only around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62 tomorrow, sunshine 81. On Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 87. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.